Everything you're ever going to ask God for, you already have access to. It is in the asking, in the true asking and the desire that releases that access, that makes you cognizant or recollect where it is or where to find what it is you're looking for. Everything you've ever asked, think about it. It's like electricity. Was it around before Edison discovered it?
Yes.
What, like a week or two? How long was it around?
Forever.
Everything good in your life that you've ever manifested was manifested by something that you became aware of. Inspiration is an awareness. It's timeless. You know, prayer is timeless. There is no boundaries. There's no factor to it, which is good for us. But the one thing that I had to recognize for me in prayer and in meditation is every time I do it, I grow as a person of prayer. Every time I meditate, I grow as a person of meditation. Because there's nothing worse than meditate and go, I didn't feel anything. Because you just nullified everything you did. Meditation is like that and prayer is like that, but just think if we just started meditating, we all started floating around the lilies. You know, none of us would work and it would just be like, you know, we'd all be glorified. You know what I mean? It would be like, it would be ugly for people like you and me. It'd be like, I got it. Man, when I go, baby. You know, and as the minute I start thinking that I can do something, you know, the idea of prayer and meditation, truthfully, my belief is that you'll touch things. Important stuff, and I mean real important stuff. It's exhilarating. It stimulates your body. You're awakened, and the next day you're gonna wonder if you're gonna ever be able to do it again. And that stimulates you to keep trying and to go for more. Because the idea is that you always want to feel like you're barely scratching the surface. That's the bottom line. You know, and if you aren't scratching the surface, it's because you aren't anchoring in, your desire is not strong enough, and probability is you don't know what you're up against. So that's why prayer and meditation, what it's about quieting the mind down. The mind is a mechanism that for me as an alcoholic and a drug addict, was on all the time, and it didn't know rest. My mind never knew rest. It grinded all the time, you know, and it was always working on something. It was never working on how wonderful life was, how much I love the people I love. It was always working on why isn't that there? When didn't this happen? When's this going to happen?